Rusty Quill presents.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 100. Boy, is that number round. I just wanted to start this off by saying thank you guys so much. It is such a privilege to be able to bring you this show every week, and that I'm not going anywhere. Here's to 100 more episodes. Hey, hello? This is my recording space.
Someone's interfering. Clock's ticking.
What do you mean clock's ticking? What happens if he doesn't play?
There's a reason you don't remember the answer to that.
Enough sentimentality, on to the plugs. I stream on Twitch every Sunday at twitch.tv/woebegonepod, where I write that week's episode soundtrack on stream, and then hang out and play video games for a couple hours. But more relevant to today is that Friday I am doing a special episode 100 stream, full of episode 100 festivities that I will announce in more detail as we get closer to the event, so go follow me over there on twitch.tv/woebegonepod. And I don't mention this very often, but now might be a good time to join the Discord. It's a cool place for talking about Woebegone and piecing together sort of the mystery of the whole thing. The link is in the description. And finally, if you want to support the show, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/woe_begone. Where you can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, postcards, movies with Michael, and more. I just finished the director's commentary for the season 6 finale, so there are 72 episodes of director's commentaries if you want to hear about what I'm thinking about the show and how it gets made. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons, Scott Farrell, Kiernanaya, Cade, Michelle Can, Birch, Lasagna, Jin Warren, Alfie, Wingtart, and Orion Spaced Out. Enjoy. Warning, this episode contains a depiction of violence. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, y'all. He's outside. Are you ready?
This is ridiculous. We don't have time for this, Michael.
Bullshit. It's his birthday. It don't matter if we got time for it. And because it's his birthday, we're throwing him a birthday party. That's how it works.
It'll be okay, Mikey. I get why you're anxious, but we went over the Ruvy stuff and came up with something we can take to base. There's not much more we can do right now. Sly and Marissa aren't back yet, so we might as well relax.
Mike's right, Mikey. You're recovering from a stab wound. You can afford to de-stress for a couple hours. I'm sure that that's covered in the base manual.
Yeah, it's in the concussion clause. We're why that part of the manual exists. But
isn't this excessive? You didn't throw me a party on my birthday.
Mikey, did you want me to get everyone together and throw you a big old party on your birthday?
Hell no, I would have hated that. There's four of us here right now and that's too much for me. I think what I'm saying is I wish you would have asked me so I could feel included but then decline.
I prefer to be curled up on the couch with a book too, Mikey, but we can power through this. Ain't no big deal. Just a little get-together.
Well, it is sort of a big deal for me. Are all the presents here? I only count three.
Oh, I'm just giving him money.
That ain't a gift, Pilgrim. What's he gonna do with money?
Get something that he actually likes, presumably. I don't know him that well. It would be different if I saw him all the time like you guys do, but I don't know him from Adam.
Well, there are some key differences from Adam, bud.
Well, someone take the money and use it to get him something actually thoughtful. It's too late to do anything about it now, Michael. Unless you want to use the calculator to buy us some time, but I say drop it. Birthdays aren't about gifts. It's about our little found family coming together, right?
Of course you're right. Thanks for coming out today, Mike.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, Michael. And Edgar sends his love.
So, are we ready then? We got the cake, we got the presents, and we got Mike. Sounds like we're ready to me.
And we've got our birthday boy on the other side of the door. If he wasn't suspecting something already, he knows something's up. He can probably smell the cake through the door.
Let's do it to it, Michael.
Yep, let's do it. Game faces, everyone. Alright, opening the door on three. One, two, three.
Surprise! Happy birthday, Bruno!
Michael, this cake... I'll cut the shit. This cake is bad. What recipe did you follow?
That there's a dog food cake, Mike. There's dog biscuits in there.
Ah, yes. I can taste it now. Notes of dog biscuit. I guess I should have noticed that no one else was having any. Would you say that it's better or worse than milk and honey hamster treats? Oh, way, way worse. Not even a competition. The hamster treats taste good, there's just this twinge of, maybe I shouldn't be eating these, but that's just because they don't have the same quality standards in the factory as human food. This actually tastes bad. Here, try some. You're right, it is bad. But I can taste real food in here, I think. Michael, what's in this?
There's some unsweetened applesauce, some peanut butter, carrots, potatoes.
Yep, I get it now. And dog biscuits. The other flavors get pretty overpowered.
You want some more cake, Bruno? Can you sit? Sit it. Such a good boy. Such a good boy, Bruno. Here's your yummy cake. Good boy. Good dog.
This is actually cake attempt number three, you know. Michael was up all night trying out different recipes.
Well, the first two weren't good enough.
You know, I sort of miss living here sometimes. I feel like I'm missing a lot of what you guys get up to.
You referring to movies with Michael?
Yeah, that was embarrassing. What about movies with Michael? You guys are still doing episodes? Mike's in them? I'm not in them. That's what the story's about. Hey guys, I saw in group chat you were doing movies with Michael again, and I wanted to stop by and see if maybe there was room for one more.
Mike, hey, hell yeah. Grab a seat, bud. Good to see ya.
Yeah, sure thing, man. We were just about to get started.
Awesome. Sorry for being nosy. It's just,
I love Clue, and when I saw you guys were doing an episode about it, I knew that I had to come on. Why didn't you invite me? Michael, you know that I love Clue. I'm busy, but I can make time. Michael?
Marco, we didn't watch Clue.
What? Yeah, you did. I saw you talking about it. Did I read a future group chat or something?
He's right, Mike. We didn't watch Clue.
You were talking about how much you love Tim Curry being a weird little guy in a mansion luring people in. That's Clue.
I hear it now, but that's also Rocky Horror Picture Show, Mike.
Oh.
A fairly understandable mistake.
Man, this sucks. This was gonna be a big surprise. I rewrote the Movies with Michael theme song and everything.
Well, we can still listen to your theme song, partner.
All right, fine. Roll the theme song.
Clueies, with Kleichel, yeah, Clueies, I hope you're ready for Clueies with Kleichel, Clueies, with Kleichel, yeah, Clueies, I hope you're ready for Clueies with Kleichel, yeah.
Well, I like it, Mike. It's a shame we weren't watching Clue.
I don't know, Cluevies with Kleichel?
Is that any worse than when we did Boovies with Frightgull for the Halloween episode?
Yeah, a little bit, because at least Frightgull tries to be a pun.
Hey, I worked hard on that original theme song. I dropped the cowboy voice and everything just to do it. You know I don't do that for just anything.
Well, consider me embarrassed. Angry with myself, even. I'd make a joke here about flames on the side of my face, but you guys wouldn't even get it because you guys didn't just rewatch Clue.
I'm sorry, Mike.
And the fishnets make more sense now, but the cowboy hat sort of breaks the costume.
The cowboy hat comes off over my dead body.
Well, it sounds like your first mistake was wanting to be on Movies with Michael. I know, I just thought it would be a fun surprise for Michael, and then I got ambitious and the blinders went on and I rewrote the whole theme song, and next thing I knew, I was looking at Michael in a Frankenfurter costume.
I think we get carried away easily, evidenced by the fact that we're at a dog's birthday party.
Except Bruno's birthday party's going great. Right, Bruno? That's what I thought.
I'll remind you that this is the second party we've thrown for an animal this month.
Michael, you told him?
Sure as hell didn't. MW, who told you about the wedding?
It was in the garden. I could see you two from the window.
Friends, family, murder of crows. We are gathered here today to join these two crows, Shadow 2 and Flapper, in crowly matrimony. Michael, is there anything that you want to say before we get started?
I know y'all are gonna be so happy together. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're gonna be okay, buddy. All right, let's do this. Do you, Flapper, take this crow to be your lawfully wedded husband, to live together in matrimony, to love him, comfort him, honor and keep him, in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, to have and to hold, from this day forward, as long as you both shall live? And do you, Shadow 2, take this crow to be your lawfully wedded husband, to live together in matrimony, to love him, comfort him, honor and keep him, in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, to have and to hold, from this day forward, as long as you both shall live? Then, by the power invested in me, I now pronounce you crow husbands. You may now nuzzle your beaks.
You're so beautiful, young love.
That was a really sweet story, guys. Michael always cries at weddings. But, Mikey, who invested you with power, exactly?
Mike, I have the power to travel through time. I think I can handle some crows.
So I was watching through the window, like I said, and that version of the story's a bit embellished. It weren't so much a wedding as it was these two throwing peanuts to the crows. It was quite cacophonous.
You weren't down there with us. You don't know.
It's okay, Michael. He wasn't there. He doesn't know what happened, and he can't take that away from us, okay? I'm sure that the truth is somewhere in the middle. Crows are really smart, and I'm sure they fall in love, so... Is that the door? Who the hell is that?
Idiots.
This is supposed to be a mics-only event. Who's at the door? Boris?
It ain't Boris. Boris is out on a hunting trip today, and Sly's still off the grid. I don't know who it is. MW, check the people.
I'm on it. It's Mikey.
No, I'm Mikey, unless it's a correction from base, or...
Look for yourself. It's you out there.
And how do you know that it isn't you?
Well, one, he ain't got no cowboy hat, and two, he ain't got no key to the apartment.
Mikey, have you heard from base since you got here?
No, not since I left to come over here.
Shoot Edgar a text message. Ask him if him or a later base sent a correction. A correction for what, Mike? This is a dog's birthday party.
Could be for anything. We wouldn't need corrections if we could see it coming, right?
Edgar says that he didn't send anyone. What do we do? Take Bruno into Michael's room and lock the door, Mikey. What? Why? Because there's an extra iteration of you out there and we don't know what's going on. I don't see why that means that I have to go hide. He's an iteration of you, too.
Do what he says, Mikey.
All right, fine. Come here, Bruno. Come here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. They're going to open the door. Let's go. We don't want you getting out. Come on, let's go.
All right, everyone get ready.
Mikey, hi. We weren't expecting you. Come in, come in. Yeah, base sent me, I guess. It's a long story. Are you guys... having a party in here? I smell cake.
It's Bruno's birthday.
Bruno?
Bring it in, buddy. It's been such a long time. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
What are you...
He doesn't have the brand, Michael.
I don't have the... Hey!
MW, rope.
I'm on it.
Oh, what are you doing? It's me. Mikey, what are you...
Liar. Hold still.
I got his legs if you got his arms.
Yep, and there we go. One hog-tied Mikey.
Is this another flinchite? I thought that we were done with that.
And I thought I'd left the hog-tying life behind, but I don't mind coming out of retirement. Thanks for helping out, MW.
Anytime, Michael.
You want to help finish the job? There's a hunting knife in that closet over there. One quick cut all the way across the throat should do it. Get the windpipe in the artery. Quick and painless.
I don't know about all that.
Please don't kill me. I'm not from the Flinchite compound. I'm over Mike.
No, I'm over Mike. I'm all the over Mikes that got away. He's lying, Michael.
Yeah, sounds like a mistake that a Flinchite would make.
Well, yeah, he's obviously lying. We were all there for the mass consolidation. There aren't any overmics left. No, I'm not one of the escapees. I'm Mustard Seed's husband.
Bullshit. Mikey killed that overmic.
No, he didn't. He spared my life. We rescued Cole together. Please, Michael, we have to work something out. I don't know why I'm here. They teleported me here.
Do you want me to go get Mikey?
Yeah, go get him.
Mikey's here? Did he bring me here?
Nah, he's just as surprised as you are.
Come out, Mikey. I heard a struggle. What is going on in here? Mikey, do you know anything about an over mic?
You mean MW? You don't mean me, Mikey. Any other over mics you want to talk to us about?
It's me, Mikey. Tell them. He says that he's over Mike. You want to fill us in? Okay, so I didn't kill over Mike. I couldn't bring myself to do it. I was letting him live in the cabin with me. I didn't have a plan, and I could never tell anyone, so he was cooped up in there with me. I didn't even let him out to do over patrol. But he helped us with Cole. See, exactly what I told you.
But over Mike is dead.
I didn't kill him, but I left over to go attend a meeting at base, and when I got back to the cabin, his throat was slit. Mikey, I'm right here. A meeting with base? With base and Cole about rescuing Marissa?
How much did you tell this interloper, Mikey?
How did you know what the meeting was about? Because you're at that meeting right now, or that's where I thought you were. You're here, apparently. Did you skip out on the meeting? There it is. He's not in his own time period, Mikey.
This is before his throat got slit, presumably.
Okay, great. Let's get me somewhere where my throat won't get slit. Right? It is not lost on me that Mikey's description of Over Mike's corpse matches what Michael said that he was going to do.
That's what I used to do with all the flinchites after I gave up shooting them inside the apartment.
Are you telling us that you're going to kill Over Mike?
Sure sounds like that's what I do, don't it?
And those were the original orders, if I remember correctly, unless we want to consolidate him with MW.
I don't want to consolidate with him. He's Mustard Seed's husband. What if I consolidate with him and then he's half me and he's up to no good? The consolidation be ruined.
And he can't keep hiding in Mike's cabin. That's how he ended up here. Whatever we do with him, he got sent here to punish Mikey, right? Someone knew that he was hiding over Mike, and this is how he wants to humiliate him.
You think it was Edgar? Sort of like what happened with Rugby?
Edgar wouldn't do this. I think it's Hunter. Found out about Over Mike and wanted to punish Mikey for the Elder Hunter situation.
You don't have to kill me just because there's an iteration where I end up dead. That's what corrections are for.
We could send him to the Flinchot compound, let him be with his husband.
I don't think that they should have any more Mikes than they already have. And they might just kill him anyway, we'd just be kicking the can down the road.
Sounds like we're leaning towards killing him.
I think it's the safe option. Like, what if it is Hunter, and Hunter set this up to punish Mikey, but then Mikey doesn't kill Over Mike? Then Hunter could go to base and use that to drive a wedge between everyone and Mikey again, like Mustard Seed did. Or he can use it as an example of insubordination and use it to punish everyone. Not to mention, we decided that killing Over Mike was the correct course of action weeks ago. If anything, Mikey really did drop the ball here.
And we're creating plenty of corrective space right here. So if something goes wrong or it turns out that this was the wrong course of action, then someone can always pop in here and tell us to quit it. It's not like we got in a big damn hurry about everything.
I did everything I was supposed to do. I helped rescue Cole for you guys. Well, considering what happened with Cole, that might not be the most convincing argument over Mike. And that might explain why the Hunters might do something like this. Cole betrayed us, but he knew Chance and Innocent Hunter for way longer. Okay, well, it sounds like you've made up your minds, but seriously, you, Mikey? After everything we did together, remember?
No, we're done recounting memories, Over Mike.
I'm sorry, Over Mike. I did everything I could.
Mikey, how about you and Mike go take Bruno for a walk? We'll open presents when you get back, okay?
Are you sure? This was my mistake.
Yeah, but now it's someone else's mind game. Let's not give them the pleasure. Let's go, Mikey. I'll take care of it, Michael.
Let's go, Bruno. Come here, Bruno. There's nothing I can say, is there?
Nope. Take care, Mikey. Mike, we'll see you in a few minutes.
See you, Mike.
That felt hasty. Are we really doing the right thing, Mike? There is plenty of room to correct it if we're wrong, and not much room to correct it if we're right. So I think we did the right thing, yes. I'm sorry, I should have taken care of it, and I should have told you when someone else took care of it. But there was Marissa and Cole and Ryan and Cannonball and the Flinchite compound, and it just got put on the back burner. Mikey, we've been doing this long enough, you understand that this is what we do for each other. This is the entire point of having multiple iterations of Mike Walters in one location. One of us needs help, the rest of us pitch in. Michael does it for you, I do it for Michael, you do it for me. All of the permutations. Michael is doing some dirty work for you right now. I've done some for him. Have I ever told you about pulling his tooth? What? No, Michael's missing a tooth? He's missing two teeth, actually. I don't know where he lost the first one. He lost the second one on the boat. It got infected.
You mean in Alaska?
Yes, and he was content to let it rot in his head rather than pull it out.
Oh, Michael, that's disgusting. You can't smell that?
I can't pull it out, Pilgrim. Hurts too much to touch it. I got the pliers and everything, but I can't do it.
Close your eyes, Michael.
What are you suggesting, Mike?
I'm gonna pull your goddamn tooth, idiot. Open up.
No. Don't touch it, Mike.
Close your eyes, Michael.
Okay, be gentle.
Okay, so here's a story. You know how Edgar's feet are always freezing cold, and he likes to stick his cold feet against our warm legs in the middle of the night? Well, last time I was home, I got up to get some water in the middle of the night, and while I was in there, I had an idea. So I grabbed some ice cubes while I was in the kitchen, and I held on to them for a minute or two. I crawled back in bed, and sure enough, he put his frozen feet right up against me. But right when he did that, I took my frozen hands, and I slid them right across his back. You should have seen him shoot up. He could dish it, but not take it. Here's your tooth, Michael. You feeling all right?
Never better.
You're gonna thank me for that when you don't get a brain infection.
I know. Thank you, Mike.
Anytime, buddy. A story within a story. I like it, Mike. Though I don't like that he lost a tooth before that. Are our teeth gonna be okay? Do you have all your teeth? Oh, I'm actually missing three teeth, Mikey.
I'm fucking with you.
You can't do that. That's evil.
You put your fingers in your mouth. Were you feeling for loose teeth?
I had just been informed that I might have three of them. I can't wait to dream about my teeth falling out more than I already do. You're gonna be fine, Mikey. It's been long enough. I think we should head back.
Wait, I've still gotta grab something. Give me just a second.
Mikey, where are you going? Now, this is a fucking stick. Here you go, Bruno. Happy birthday. All right, now we can head back. Hey, we're home. Everything decent in here?
Yep. Overmike's taken care of. Went quick.
Someone transported him soon as we was done. I guess we did what they wanted us to do. Back to my cabin, I assume. A tidy little closed loop. That sounds like the hunters to me. Just add it to the list of grievances, I guess. Let's try to let it not ruin our night. Liquor cabinet's open if y'all want. Nah, let's do presents first. Bruno, presents?
Might've already opened this in, because you're supposed to put peanut butter in the center, and I didn't want him opening it with no peanut butter, so here you go, Bruno. The sturdiest chew toy they make.
And he's already forgotten about the stick. So it goes.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.